This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert is part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. You can watch Fabiano do Nacimiento perform these songs on NPR.org or the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Thank you. So that was Nana, that song we just played. Joining me was Julian Cantelme on drums and David Bergeau on piano. That's a beautiful folkloric melody from Brazil that's been recorded in many ways, and there's many versions of it. Nana is a long story, but Nana is a spirit that comes from African lineage, and she represents, like, you know, the forest and like the grandmother of the forest and the mother of all mothers, like the primordial mother of earth, Nana. So there's many beautiful songs made for Nana, Afro-Brazilian, Afro-Cuban, and this one. So moving on to the next song, I'm gonna switch guitars. So this next song is called Etude 4. So, and joining me on this one will be Leo Costa on drums and Adam Ratner on guitar. So that was a piece I wrote recently for, inspired by Leo Braue, the great composer and guitarist from Cuba. A lot of guitarists study his music, a lot of his etudes and pieces. Lately, I've been revisiting a lot of his music and a lot of different music during, you know, this quarantine. Joining me was my friends Leo Costa on drums and Adam Ratner on electric guitar. And we've been doing these quarantine sessions, you know, remotely with friends and making some videos and trying things, you know. I feel like it's been a really good time to, you know, to slow down. It's been pretty simple life for me lately, and just been practicing and just trying to take care. You know, I think it's a good time for us to have a lot of self-love and patience, you know, and slow things down. You know, and just do good things. I've been reading and, you know, going on walks and you know, revisiting music and practicing composing. I've been feeling very strongly Brazil. I was born and raised in Rio de Janeiro, but I've been living in Los Angeles for a very long time. So I've been feeling very strongly Brazil and all my friends and musicians down there who've, you know, it's not only the issue with the pandemic and the sanitary issues, but a lot of political issues that have been really complicated and challenging for everyone. And so, you know, my heart goes out to Brazil and everybody there, because, you know, there's so much beautiful music and beautiful art that comes out of Brazil. It's such a endless fountain of inspiration, you know, the musicians are doing such incredible work right now. So I hope we all can connect and tap into that rich source, you know. So this next piece I'm going to play is something I wrote as a tribute to Baden Powell, the great Baden Powell composer from Brazil. And it's going to be coming out on Now Again on my next record called Prelúdio. Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. 3 stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro-Palestinian protests have popped up on college campuses across the country. But from the eyes of students, what are we missing?
From the outside, these protests are painted as really violent when that couldn't be further from the truth.
I'm Brittany Luce, host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, and I'm inviting you to hear from student journalists who see what the rest of us cannot. On It's Been a Minute from NPR.